Guys, hi. I'm Esther here today, and I'm doing some little broadcast about what I like to do. And today, just a very short little intro. I love to counsel people, and this is what I love to do since I was really, really very young. And I don't have really a platform for me to do it. So podcast actually give me a very great platform. And not just that yet, I'm also a live streamer. Being a live streamer is really not easy. It's absolutely not easy. I'm trying my best to bring myself up, bring up my confidence and stuff like this. And to the girls out there, to the plus size woman out there, I'm also a plus size woman, and life has been hard, and I've been bullied. I've been not being wanting to be myself, and this podcast is for you guys. Even though you might be people who are disabled, you might be people who are fat, skinny, you might have a sort of undefined reason that you don't like your body. Everything begins right in your mind, and what does your mind think? What do you think? I mean, like, what mindset start you off from your life when you wake up in the morning, and when you open your eyes, what's the first thing that you think? I'm like you guys, I'm a normal human being, I'm a normal girl. I wake up every single morning thinking about, hey, what I'm doing in life. And I think about, what am I doing on earth? And should I even start my day? And basically, it's been hard. It's really been hard. Not just to me, but everyone on the earth, on the universe. It's been hard thinking about how much you want to do in life, but there's so little that you can do. Let's share about this YouTuber that I love. It's Roman Atwood. He's such an inspiring guy, and I watched him since like 2002, and I love him. Every day I have my smile on my face because I watch his YouTube videos. Not because he's a medium of it, but because he brings out so much joy into your life. And this joy is unbelievable, and well, I start back watching his video again and I start to smile. Everybody have their ways of how they want to be joyful, be happy in life, and no one can stop them. Even you, even the people out there, your family, your friends, strangers, they can't stop you from being happy. They can't stop you from being sad. They can't stop you from being angry. It's all about you. It's all about your mindset. So what does your mindset think? Are you going to be happy? Going to be sad? I love someone who say this. He says, one day, an hour pass, every second, you are happy. It's your decision whether you want to do it. You want to put a smile on your face or you put that frown. I'm not the most happiest person in life, but I try to be happy every single day, because being happy make me feel great, make me feel amazing. I've been sad for too long, and I want to break this off, and I want to start anew. Starting from now, starting from today, I want to become someone who can make changes in life, and not people who just step back and think about how terrible their life is. This is not how the way it works. Your life don't step back, and you don't go back in the past and make things happen the way you want it to be again. But you go forward and make changes. That is what I want it to be. Changes in life is such a difficult choice. Unless you have the goal, unless you have the mentality to do it. There's so much that we can do with our little hands. It's sad to see that people are bullying each other on the internet, discriminating, not supporting LGBT, not supporting plus size. It's sad to see that people suffer from depression, from anxiety. It's sad. But how long are you going to be sad? The world doesn't revolve around you, but you revolve around the world. What does that mean? No one are going to be by your side 24 hours or forever. Let me put this clear. I'm not saying you won't have a happy ending with your wife today, or your husband, or your friends. But what if the end of our goal, we die? No one can stop that. That's the nature. No one loves to hear death, but we need to learn death. Being dead, or should I say dying, it's not a sad word. It's just people who go back to where they are, back to the earth. I know it's sad to see people pass. I've seen people pass by the bedside, and it's not the most fantastic thing. But why not just bring joy in it? They don't want to see you sad. They want to see you happy. I've learned throughout my years that I need to learn how to proclaim in death. I need to learn how to be joyful in death. Not because I'm joyful that person passed away, but I'm joyful of the experiences that person had. That is the most exciting thing ever. So lastly, today is my first podcast and I haven't talked for too long. Being happy and being sad is just a matter of choice. It's just what you want and who you want it to be. How you're going to bring it to the world, how you're going to bring it to other people. That is your choice to make. Not mine, not others, but it's yours. I wish that every single time people wake up early in the morning, they wake up with a mindset that I'm going to be happy today. That's how things goes. Not having a morning coffee, not having a morning yoga, but having this mentality. And thank you for so much for listening to my podcast. Leave down any comments or leave down anything for this podcast and tell me what you think. I'm receiving any comments, feedback from you guys. Thank you so much and have a good night tonight. Thank you.